Right now in the studio, I've got Alan, the bassist of Sydney's best new rock music supergroup, Station Model Violence, a band that features members of other bands like Total Control, RMFC, G2G, Den, just to name a few. They played Friday night at Nag 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 Festival and will be making their Opera House debut this Friday on May 30. You can still get your tickets now while they're still available. Alan, welcome to the show.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
As a member of RMFC, you've played all around Sydney at heaps of local venues, including at Nag 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 Festival, which has been going on for the last few years. Does it feel any different to be performing at the Opera House?
Yeah, I mean, I'm bucket list type shit. Like, I've always wanted to play the Opera House, and it's probably my favorite venue to see artists, surprisingly. Like, I love that theater setting.
So,
I'm super stoked. It's a big bucket list item for sure. And I'm glad that Vivid's kept this trend going on of giving all these, what I would say, unknown Sydney artists in the scheme of things an opportunity to go in and play that space, because it's really special.
Yeah, I guess some people don't really know that there's a proper good standing venue in the Opera House. So I guess that would be... like, it's kind of a different thing to what people might expect the Opera House to be.
Yeah, absolutely. I even last year, I saw KX Animal play there, which is now sort of merged into our band, Station Model Violence. And then, yeah, they played with Ice Age and...
I went to that gig. Great show.
It was a fantastic show. It was a really good room as well. We pick up a similar energy. I mean, I don't know if it'll be as pumping, but, you know, I'm really excited nonetheless.
Yeah, for sure. I guess on that point, how did this collab kind of come about? You've got a bunch of members from a bunch of different bands, not just from Sydney, but also from Melbourne. How did the brain trust from bands like Total Control and RMFC come about?
Yeah, I just think through friendship, honestly. I think the big one is just, you know, Dan... coming, you know, from after being living in Melbourne for so long, coming back this way, living in Sydney now, you know, him and Boz became pretty good friends. I think they both have a really great appreciation for each other's past works. So it kind of naturally led to a collaboration there. So it definitely started with that. And Dan was at the time doing, like I mentioned, KX Animal, which was also a mix of all these, you know, super talented guys. You know, that sort of ended up morphing. Like, Dan took some of the ideas that they were doing there. Mickey was from Den, who played in a Sydney band called Den. And Hassett, who's drumming for us, also played in Den. They all got together. Started putting our heads all together as well. I came on board after the first Station Model Violence show, because I've already been playing with Buzz for a long time now. I'm pretty comfortable at working with him, and but it's been nice. We've been putting our head together, being super productive. I'm looking forward to, you know, we got an album coming up, and
what's the timeline? When can we expect, you know, some singles to start rolling out?
Yeah, I don't want to rush anything, so I can't say for sure. We are taking our time on it. I think we've been really quick with it for what we've done. You know, we've been a bit ambitious with it. We've recorded more tracks than we need to. So, you know, something like 13 or so tracks. And, you know, since then we've written maybe, you know, a bunch more, maybe four more tracks. So we've got a lot of material to pick from, and we're just trying to refine it as much as possible in an album context and take our time with it before we just go ahead and drop it. So definitely not trying to rush things. So no. I don't want to put like a curse on that.
Well, from that, do most of the songs come about, like, does someone bring something to the studio, or do you kind of like, do you like to jam a little bit and something might come of that? What's the process of how the songs are coming out?
Yeah, well, there's definitely been those, like, three-stage transitions for the band. A bunch of songs were originally written between Dan and Buzz together. And then eventually, like I mentioned, those KX Animal tracks that Dan and Mickey had before, we sort of took those ideas, mixed them with the ideas that Buzz and Dan were doing, and then around when I stepped into the band, we started working on new material all together in the room, and we've got a couple of songs in the works from that, and even a song or two in the album that came from that process as well. So it's funny, a lot of the songs and the ideas have come from different points in the band's lifespan, even as short as it's been. It's been pulling from all different spaces at the moment. We're finding our feet.
Yeah.
It's growing pains.
It's quite alive.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
So you haven't put out a single yet, but there is a demo track that's kind of lurking around the internet that you can listen to. It's called Learn to Hate. Did this song come about by that, you know, someone brought something to the table, or was that, again, another product of just kind of playing around?
Yeah, that was Dan. That was Dan and Buzz for sure. That was recorded in Buzz's bedroom, I'm sure, or various parts through his house. Probably tracked some of those drums in his bathroom. I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's I think that was the key building block track, where it was like, okay, that set the foundations for what the band could be.
Yeah, it's serious.
Yeah. And that will be, that's been re-recorded for the album too, so you'll be able to hear that all fleshed out with the full context of the band, changed up in all the right ways, I would say.
Yeah, awesome. I'm going to hit play on that track right now. Once again, you are speaking to Alan from Station Model Violence. You're tuned into Newfangled right now. This track is called Learn to Hate.
Thank you.
That right there was Learn to Hate by Station Model Violence. You're tuned in to Newfangled right now. My name is Josh, and I'm speaking to Alan. And great track right there. It reminds me of a few different things. The first band that I thought it reminded me of was that German band. I think it's pronounced Neu. That like kind of, yeah, that motoric kind of beat, and then there's some good heavy riffs in there. Is that a valid comparison, or am I just kind of...
No, absolutely. I think we've definitely tried to be mechanical-ish from the get-go. I mean, I think if you look at the bands that it sort of came from anyway, Total Control and RMFC, they're pretty driving bands.
Yeah.
So we definitely have kept that demo as well was recorded with a bunch of drum machine as well, and we're trying to, you know, replicate that vibe of that repetition. It's not overly dynamic, but it's kind of got this driving energy to it.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, it's quite quite hypnotic, I'd say. Are there any other kind of big artists that as you just said, a lot of the influences came maybe from each other's bands, like you've all been listening to each other over the past few years, so you kind of bounce off each other there. But are there any other big kind of influences of the past that you all have in common that's kind of led to tracks like this?
Yeah, it's a difficult one because I'm sure there is. Like, we're all pretty well listened. I just don't know. Like, when I hear these tracks of myself, it really feels like we took two good things that have been going. I mean, Dan's been doing some amazing stuff in the past. I mean, like I said, Total Control's an obvious point of reference, but having played in RMFC for so long, like, I've definitely just hear so much of that in here as well, and this real fusion. I mean, there's other bands like This Heat.
Is there any Wire in there? I got a bit of some Wire vibes.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I mean, Buzz is a huge Wire fan.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be surprised if that's his, like, all-time favorite. But, I mean, I think he just dropped in a new RMFC shirt the other week with a very nod to Wire on the shirt design. So that's definitely there. But I think it does sound like us.
No, for sure. Yeah.
Yeah. I think, you can pick it apart and say it sounds like a lot of things and you wouldn't necessarily be wrong, but, I'm glad with, you know, I feel like it's got a lot of our identity in it. And, when we write, we're not sitting there trying to think about how can we make it sound like some sort of reference, which has felt very natural so far.
Yeah, for sure. And have you got any plans for, like, how's the touring schedule looking post Opera House and post Vivid?
We're playing a festival in Melbourne, I believe in July, if I'm not mistaken, called Rising Fest.
Oh, yeah. That's kind of like the corresponding
Vivid. That's in June. Perhaps that's actually in June. I'm not too familiar. I'm not the best person to talk about that festival. I do know Jessica Pratt is playing it, I think, or around that time for it.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of crossover. Yeah. It's kind of like Melbourne's Vivid.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a lot of, like, micro events happening.
Yeah.
In the city. It's seemed super exciting. I've never been, so I'm pretty unfamiliar with it all. Like, I've only ever, been to Vivid. So this seems like, like you said, the Melbourne equivalent. So that will be good. Outside of that, I'm not too sure. I'm sure there'll be more opportunities, but we've really just been focused on what we have ahead of us. Like, we've had NAG, and now we have Opera House and then Rising in Melbourne. What happens after in the rest of the year? I mean, we might take it a little bit easy until we can sort this album out, but, you know, we'll see depending on the opportunities that we get.
Yeah, for sure. And I should have said it before, it just kind of completely passed me by. You also did play that show at the Metro Social as a part of, you know, our run of gigs just last month.
Yeah.
And I guess a lot of listeners for 2SER at the moment maybe would have caught you there. But for those that didn't, what can we kind of expect of a Station Model Violence show, especially given there isn't too much music to hear at the moment?
What to expect from, a rocking show. We're gonna pull out a little bit of extras now with the Opera House show. So if you've seen us before, I think we're trying to do something at least a little bit different. So we're gonna have like hopefully some double saxophones. We'll see if we can get additional layers and whatnot going. And like I mentioned before, we've been working on a lot of new songs and really working at a pretty quick pace to get these new tracks across the line. So hopefully we'll have even more material to show, and we'll be playing some stuff that we've never played live yet. So hopefully it will be the biggest and best that we've done so far, and kind of a marker of, you know, what our band can be going forward. So keen to show off some stuff.
Hell yeah. Well, you're tuned in to New Fangled right now. I've been chatting to Alan of Station Model Violence, also of RMFC. If you like the sound of that track that I played earlier, then you can check out Station Model Violence this Friday at the Sydney Opera House. Tickets are still available. While you can get them on the Opera House website, and I will also pop a link up on the 2SER website very shortly. Alan, thank you so much for coming on the show.
No worries at all. Thanks for having me.
I've got a track right now from RMFC. This one is called New Diversion.